On Monday, the EPA published a notice that Wisconsin and several other states have failed to file cleanup plans to meet a 1997 federal standard on ozone pollution. Ground-level ozone forms when the hot sun cooks certain airborne emissions from industries and vehicles. Al Shea heads the DNR's Division of Air and Waste Management. He says he strongly disagrees with the EPA's finding.
We met our obligations under the Clean Air Act last June by submitting a request for 8 of our 10 counties to be redesignated as attainment. This letter seems to suggest that they are going to deny that request, but poses the double jeopardy that, oh, by the way, as part of the denial, you are now late in submitting a state implementation plan.
Shea says the EPA is late responding to last summer's attainment request. This week's EPA notice starts a so-called sanction clock that gives Wisconsin between 18 and 24 months to file an acceptable plan before there are greater restrictions on business and a hold on federal highway dollars. Shea says Wisconsin will file a plan before the clock runs out. He says the plan may include two stiffer air pollution rules passed last year and a current proposal to reduce sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide while also curbing mercury emissions. The Sierra Club argues controversies involving ozone and fine particle pollution are signs that political appointees at the DNR are trying to ignore pollution data compiled by DNR scientists. Shea declines to comment on the allegations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.